Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let me get through the rest of this. Islam launching major offensive, but Muslim Brotherhood ally with the global left. The Red-Green Alliance isn't just known, it's a fact. Obama really cemented it. And now they're making their move to destabilize the West, particularly America, and it's going to get bad. And we just say, we're not getting rid of our Second Amendment because they use guns and stuff to kill us. And we're not going to have more BS at the TSA that Trump's already cutting. No, we're going to go right to who's doing it, and we're going to put them in prison and give them trials and execute their asses and take them and their networks and their families and all the rest of them and throw them back in the 57 countries that they've conquered and that they want to flee because they're such hellholes. Get out. Get out. Or publicly repudiate all this and say that you're part of a reformation movement. Because I'm not trying to make you convert to Christianity. I'm trying to tell you how to raise your kids, okay? And there are some branches of, you know, Islam that I don't see as cancerous. But the Muslim Brotherhood is follows exactly what Muhammad said and did. And you're going to get the whole planet blown up. So here's in October, then we've got just a few nights ago in Sydney, similar rallies. And then even during the shooting today, there were people riding around on horseback, waving their flags, celebrating all this crap. So let's go ahead and start rolling that. First, October, then a few nights ago, and then let's go to the footage of everybody fleeing at the beach there, and then the jihadis happily riding around celebrating. God's great. And F the Jews, F the Jews. And it's the famous Sydney Orchestra building right there. I'd say that's about, they pulled back from the crowd. It's probably about maybe 1,000, 1,500 limit. And these are the people they brought in there. This is the stuff. And then, of course, one of the guys lived, so somebody mad came over, stomped his head. The police, of course, attacking them. Because let me tell you, you know, they're there to keep you in line, boy. And that's today after this happens. I mean, literally minutes after, they're just running around all happy. And then I've got the celebrations. I got, Islamic terror attacks on German Christmas market foiled. Another one. Five men have been arrested in Germany over a planned terror attack on Christmas market. There's been hundreds of attacks, almost 1,000 dead total, attacks on nightclubs, you name it. Three Moroccans, an Egyptian, and a Syrian were arrested Friday. They are accused of planning an attack on market in Bavaria. According to prosecutors, the Egyptian is said to have called for a vehicle attack, of course, with the aim of killing or injuring as many people as possible. Because they believe churches are illegal, crosses are illegal, image of Jesus is illegal, Christmas trees, anything. The Egyptian is believed to be an imam at the local mosque. The men, 22, 28, and 30, were accused of agreeing to commit murder, while the Syrian man is accused of encouraging the crime. And they were going to get a vehicle and run over a bunch of people. And then you just hear that, a truck malfunctioned. Okay. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on.
But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I literally could play hundreds of these that are brand new, but I'm just playing dozens, and then I'm going to move into all the other news here in a moment that's so critical and key of what's coming up later in the week that's so important to understand what the globalists are planning, an attempt to crash the stock market. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but they're openly trying. And there's a big event coming up that could help it happen. In fact, the Japanese do end the yen carry trade. I think you're going to see some fireworks, but we'll get to that coming up. Now, I've been playing clips in Germany and Australia and France and Canada, some in the U.S., but we're going to get to more in the U.S. saying the same thing. Imams here saying you will be, you know, converted to Islam by the sword or one way or the other. And we got imams in Australia saying the same thing. It's the same thing, same exact script. It's a battle plan. It's the Quran, Muhammad. Fascinating book. You know, the first half of it's how he took over Medina and then his plan to take over the world after that. Kind of a megalomaniac, huh? And they sure think that's what they're going to do. Maybe we roll over. They are. Here is a British-based Muslim openly calling for jihad in Great Britain. And then we've got just a, you know, nice Somali fella. I've got hundreds of these videos. You've all seen them. This is a new one. Bragging about being a freeloader and getting everything for free from the American people. It's the total arrogance of that. Just another little side issue, and they send so much of the money back to the jihad groups. And then we've got Islamic Imam in Virginia. It's our duty to make America Muslim. And then we've got another, we've got him in Ireland saying, running for office for the legislature, for the parliament, that we're coming to, I mean, that they're running on taking over Sharia law and killing all the Christians and all the Jews. And we've got ex-Muslim discusses Sharia law and the punishment for apostates, Islam, or death. That's clip 27. This pages go up like in the 90s. And then we've got clip 34. I'm just describing these before we get to them for you, so you know what you're about to hear. We've got Dublin MEP Parliament candidate, Umar al-Qadari. Allah orders the Muslims to kill Christians and the Jews. And he's running on that as a platform. And remember, you criticize Muslims stabbing or raping, 5 years in prison. Ireland has the most draconian now of Europe, following the EU rules of tyranny. You're a school teacher, you won't use pronouns. They're saying life in prison. And they just put a guy and they said the sentence is in life. They said you have to apologize, pay restitution, spend a few years in jail, but until you apologize, that's communism, and say you're going to come out and say you were wrong, that's like a struggle session under Mao and the Cultural Revolution, you're going to stay in for life. Read the ruling. Talk about tyrannical judges. Oh, by the way, you don't get a jury trial on that. And England's getting rid of jury trials for everything now but murder and burglaries, huge heist above a certain number. So now the judges will be pure dictators, and they already won't enforce on the Muslims and the raping and the killing. It's open season. You saw the cases where, you know, German woman raped in an alleyway by a Muslim, and they said, well, under Sharia law, you shouldn't have been out at night, you know, wearing a dress. You know, he doesn't get jail time. You get 3 years, okay? That's just, and there's new examples all the time. I've got new examples here. When the Muslims have all their big events in Speaker's Corner, they're all allowed to say, kill everybody. But if you say something they don't like, you go to jail. So you have this old woman just holding up a sign saying, I would like to speak to anyone that wants to speak to me politely. If you'd like to speak to me, please speak. They said, ma'am, you don't get the presence of God-level people, okay? These guys are in nightgowns. Almost none of them have jobs. They, you know, have slave pits, you know, with kidnapped kids, you know, that they grabbed off the street. Asian grooming gangs, Muslim grooming gangs, Pakistani grooming gangs. And sorry, you're going to jail, old lady. We're going to give you a couple years in prison. Got footage of that today. Oh, you're praying 1,000 feet within 1,000 feet of an abortuary? 2 years in jail. And you don't get a jury. You get some leftist twit with a little wig on that knows they're a tyrant and knows they've opened the drawbridge for the barbarians like Sadiq Khan to take down the country. And they got a job to keep their thumb on your ass while they get you nice and tied up for the grand finale, baby. So start playing them back to back.
Jihad is part of our religion. It's a concept in our religion, so I'm not going to be apologetic.
Jihad for the sake of Allah. You accept Islam, you pay jizya, it's war.
The solution, very simple. Jihad fi sabilillah.
We don't fear anyone but Allah.
I mean,
we don't fear the United Nations, British government. We don't give a damn. We only fear Allah. Jihad fi sabilillah.
And the disbelievers that may surround that community, the Quran has legislated something known as al-jihad, which we would refer to more specifically al-jihadul qitali, the armed struggle or armed warfare against those elements.
What do you think the future is, though, for jihad? Because...
Well, I just said, the Prophet ﷺ, I believe, he said in the hadith that al-jihad madin ila yawm al-qiyam, it's continuous until the day of judgment.
Islam is seeking to have a ministry of defense. And the Ministry of Defense is carrying out the jihad activities. This is natural, and
this should be
accepted.
Proud to be a freeloader. I get everything for free while you work 50 hours a week. Ha ha, boo boo. So Malians is taking...
Reason America is still in the throes of this, and still supporting this. I don't know, like I said, I don't know what degree it is. It is because, however, of Christianity. It is because of Judaism. In Western nations, aside from America, America is the last stronghold for Christianity. In Great Britain, people are becoming irreligious in droves, and ultimately, they're becoming Muslim. They, in America, they still believe in Christianity. And in Christianity, in the Bible explicitly, it says that God promised the land of Canaan to Abraham and his descendants. Jewish people and Christian people believe that God inspired these words. So as long as they believe it, they can never truly be on the side of the Palestinians, right? So our means of helping the Palestinian is dawah. So we can cure the ills of the Jewish people who have a superiority complex. We can cure their ills and then tell them the actual truth, the ultimate truth is al-Islam.
At some point there's going to be Sharia law everywhere.
100%. This is my goal and every Muslim's goal.
And you think...
establish Sharia law on earth.
Okay, but when there is Sharia law on earth, then somebody like me should be killed? Because I am a murtad.
It's up to the Amir.
But it's under Islamic law, it says that I should be killed. So you think that's okay?
In the Sharia law, that's what I follow.
But do you think that's fair for me? Like, let's say you're right, I'm wrong. Do you think it's fair to kill me because I got the conclusions right, wrong?
If Sharia law states that, then it should be fair for me. There's always a safe haven for you under Sharia law.
No, like, because you said Sharia law on everywhere on earth. So there's not going to be any safe haven for me. If Islam dominates all of Earth,
that's the plan.
And you that's the plan. Where would be my safe haven?
In Islam.
But that would be by force, then, wouldn't it? If my only safe haven is by Islam, and if I don't go back to Islam, punishment is death.
So there's two choices: Islam or death.
In the Quran, chapter number 9, verse number 29, Allah subhanahu wa taala orders the Muslims to kill the Christians, Jews, and if they do not surrender, then they have to pay jizya. Jizya is basically protection money.
Why am I migrating here? Why am I in America? The Prophet ﷺ's companions left Mecca to go to a land that had no Muslims. We are in this country purely for the sake of Allah. The moment you make this intention, you will look at things different. People will meet you different. How could it be that your co-workers know you as a Muslim for 10 years, not once you presented Islam to them? You don't know why your purpose is here. All you guys together, we are in this country for Allah.
As we're here and living in the US, what is our role now? What is the way forward? Let me just quote for you an ayah of the Quran, and I'm going to try to encapsulate it. Allah is saying, do not obey the disbelievers. Don't yield to them. And then He gives us the process of what to do next. وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. And so make jihad against them.
What is your duty as a member of the Ummah now that you are also an American? It is our physical jihad duty to fight the entire earth until we enter it into the Ummah.
Talking about establishing Islam, and I think that's our jihad, to be honest. For us Muslims living in the West,
yes,
our jihad is to establish the deen of Allah through all means necessary.
And in that long-range process of making America Muslim, all of America Muslim.
Stop right here. For radio listeners, I want to describe this because they can't see it. And so this is just one clip. And later in the week, I'm going to get like 100 or so of similar ones just to show you over the last few years, but it's accelerating. They're arresting 30,000 people a year, giving them prison sentences in most cases in the UK, mainly in England, but Scotland and Ireland are getting worse. They're cranking up even faster. And they say to go anywhere around a Muslim and argue with them in any way is hateful, so you go to jail. So she's got a sign saying, I want to talk to you peacefully. If you'd like to talk to me, sorry, lady, you're going to go to jail. It's like some 80-something-year-old woman. And that's all her sign says. Go ahead and roll the video.
Just watch your head.
What are you doing here today?
I'm just here with my sign, offering conversation.
Are you willing to move?
No. I'll stand here.
Stay here?
Yes.
Not much choice, no. You do understand that I believe there's not much choice in having to arrest you for breaching the buffer zone legislation. You understand that, don't you?
Right, so what part of the buffer zone legislation am I breaching then?
Do you want me to read it to you?
Yes.
This is in Scotland.
Behaviors that breach the
can't get around an abortion clinic, a mosque, all these so-called protected groups, LGBT.
Approaching someone to try and persuade them not to access abortion services surrounding people as they're trying to go in or out of the clinic or the hospital. This is the hospital here.
She's literally like 800 feet away.
Handing out leaflets.
But it's 1,000 feet.
And silent vigils. Okay, I'm arresting you under Section 1 of the Criminal Justice Scotland Act 2016 for breaching the Abortion Services Scotland Act 2024. The reason for your arrest is that I suspect that you have committed an offence, and I believe that keeping you in custody is necessary and proportionate for the purposes of bringing you before a court or otherwise dealing with you in accordance with the law. Do you understand?
Yes.
You're not obliged to say anything, but anything you do say may be noted and used in evidence. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you have a reply to make regarding your arrest?
Well, I wasn't approaching anyone. I wasn't handing out any leaflets. I wasn't doing anything that in my mind contravenes your buffer zone.
Just that right.
There are women and men praying in Scotland, Ireland, and England in between 1,000 feet of abortion clinic. Notice it's all unified, same global system.
Please refrain from putting your hands in your pockets.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, have you got a step down for that?
We don't have give a step down, but we can give you a hand to step up.
Hand,
okay.
Well, no, hold on, I'll lift you.
Just watch your head as well. Are you okay there?
And there she goes on her knees into the back of a cage.
See, just for the purpose of the journey there, so see if you're on the best doing, see if you can. See if you can try and get your feet as kind of close to that as you can, just for getting round corners and stuff, hope is
Right, it's just that I've had a double hip replacement.
These people all need to be sent to prison.
And I'm short.
For violating the Nuremberg Code. Absolute tyrants. We must liberate Scotland, Ireland, and England. We must liberate New Zealand. We must liberate Australia. We must liberate Canada. It's all the same evil. Canada's now passing all the exact same laws. They passed a couple of them last week. It is, that would take hours to get into. We spent hours last week. I mean, it is so draconian. If they think you're going to commit a thought crime, 5 years in prison. Can take any of your bank accounts, any of your money, social credit score, absolute hell on earth. And it's a whole laundry list of leftist things you can't do. You can't read. This is set to pass next week. It's got the clear to vote. Any passages out of the Bible that they don't like, where it criticizes homosexuality, incest, anything, prison. Is that C9? I mean, are you starting to get this, all right? I know you are. And then just remember, Islamic terror attack on German Christmas market foil. They were getting a truck to ram over. The imam said, kill everyone. Christmas is illegal. And they stopped that one. Remember this just a few days ago. Trump promises retribution after murder of U.S. servicemen in Syria, in an area not controlled by the Syrian government, by the Muslim Brotherhood. And it goes on and on and on and on. And the police stood down, basically, in Sydney. But here's the hero, heroic act. Hero shopkeeper, 43, who wrestled rifle from Bondi Beach terrorists, saved many lives in an attack that has left 16 dead. Now, the police, under globalist control, all they can do is henpeck and control the population. Muslims chant, gas the Jews in Sydney event. People are getting pissed, though. Wild scenes erupt outside home of Bondi Beach terrorists as a group of men become confrontational with the police. Yeah, just keep pushing. Not the way you think it's going to go is not the way it's going to go. In the long run, we've only begun to expose you. We've only begun to fight in the info war. And people are just disregarding what they say in Europe. The intimidation's backfiring. Starmer has a 15% approval rating, but used a parliamentary manipulation to win the election with an 18%. You know, how do you win? Because it's parliamentary, so they have dozens of parties, and so they buy off the other ones to get them to then join a coalition. But if they had to go further this time, they said, oh, Labor votes, a formula they came up with, get three times the vote for apportionment in parliament, talk about gerrymandering, than anybody else. I mean, just total, like, having 15 ace of spades up your sleeve while you're playing cards. I mean, just open total election fraud, tyranny, illegitimate, murdering the UK. They're murdering Europe. Elon Musk is absolutely right. The globalists are just murdering the West. And now they're saying, oh, we won't just charge you 140 million euros for allowing free speech that our people can see over in Europe. We might criminally charge Elon Musk. I mean, this is out of control. Stand up to them, Trump. Stand up for America. They can get Musk and get us all, and that's their plan. You see the head of the UK police saying, we're going to start arresting Americans in America for your speech. These people mean it. They've been arresting Americans that go over there for mild speech. It's disgusting. They think they've broken our will. Now, again, I've got scores of these, but I'm going to do it later in the week. Out of the UAE, out of Saudi Arabia, out of Jordan, going back 15 years, there's hundreds of these, but there's hundreds of new ones, with high-level ministers, and their premiers and all of it, saying, we told you to stop taking the Muslim Brotherhood in and stop allowing them to ally with the left. They're going to go to the jihad point when they hit a certain number in your towns and cities, and we don't want to be blamed for this. And in Europe, the UK, and Germany, these guys will flee with terrorism, murder charges, you name it, and Germany will not send them back, even when they commit horrible crimes in Germany or Sweden or France, because they say, oh, the UAE will put them in prison. Saudi Arabia will execute them, so they get to run around, and they'll murder somebody and get 2 years in jail. They'll rape a kid and get no time in jail. I see the articles every day where in Sweden and Germany, they get four kids raped, ages, you know, 3, 7, 9, 12, and he's out in 2 months and does it again. They use them as weapons on you. So here's one of the ministers over in the UAE talking about this. Here it is.
And let me say this in English so you can understand what I'm saying.
I have translation.
No, I know you have translation, but I just want to make sure you get it right. There will come a day that we will see far more radical extremists and terrorists coming out of Europe because of lack of decision-making, trying to be politically correct, or assuming that they know the Middle East and they know Islam and they know the others far better than we do. And I'm sorry, but that's pure ignorance.
That was 2017. There's a whole bunch of new ones today, but I saw that old one that I played before, and I'm like, I'm going to play that. And then there's like 10-minute videos, hour-long symposiums I've watched, and I'm impressed by the UAE. They've got a total geopolitical understanding of this, how the left's allied with these Muslims, how they're planning to trigger a bigger war in the future with the Middle East after they use the jihadis to take down the West, bring in a totalitarian system in the name of protecting everybody. I mean, the UAE's figured it out. I'm not saying they're perfect. I just, compared to what I hear from our politicians and the other Muslim politicians, these are like rocket scientists compared to them. Because I know my stuff. And I'm like, And they expose Obama funding and all of it. So this is a big deal. And, all right, I'm going to go to break. And I'm going to get into all the other news as quickly as possible. And then we got a huge guest host that I'll tell you about in a little while coming up to do the Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. with all the latest breaking news information from Minnesota. I'll just leave it at that. Expert on what's going on with Islam and the rest of it, but he'll have other stuff he's going to be covering, Royce White. Now, I'm not funded by the Israelis. I'm not funded by Qatar or the UAE or the Russians or the Democrats, Republicans. I'm funded by you and our two sponsors, MyPillow.com/Alex, where you get free shipping when you use that, the best deals ever, and by KEPM.com/gold, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, the top-rated company, the number one company. Those are our sponsors, but that's only a fraction of the funding that comes in from the AlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your past support. And I want to just say, do your Christmas shopping with us. We stand for our collective values and freedoms. We tirelessly fight. We have major victories against the globalists. I have never had so much pull, not just with the public, but with, you know, intellectually at the whole spectrum. I mean, we've got everybody listening. Elon Musk, President Trump, Barron Trump, Don Jr., the top staffers and advisors and speechwriters. Well, you know a bunch of them. They've been on. I'm not going to name drop. They don't mind if I do, but I just rather leave it the way it is. Because, I mean, let me just tell you something. I was on the phone for an hour this morning, super high level. And it was just like 20 questions. And then I got another call, super high level. And then I see my advice literally, sometimes totally adopted, but always integrated in word for word. I mean, that you are backing us to get the word out. So it's beautiful. Do your Christmas shopping there. Tonight's the last night. You get 40% off on all the supplements and all the apparel. Tonight's the last night at thealexjonesstore.com. Get your shopping in now, 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 now. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. When I asked Grok about the benefits of creatine, this is what Grok said at the end. Bottom line, creatine is one of the few supplements that consistently lives up to the hype for strength, power, muscle growth, brain function. If you lift weights or do any explosive sport, it's basically a no-brainer. But speaking of no-brainer, when you really study creatine, it's what it does for the brain and everything else in the body. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Now, you can front load with 20 milligrams for a week or so is what the experts and doctors and people recommend and fitness people. But after that, you just take one a day. And most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven. It's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is it's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs, potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue, possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc., may benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. And our incredible creatine gummies come in 2 flavors, sour apple and blue raspberry. Our sponsor, Bigly, went through dozens and dozens of different formulations with top formulators, and this is hands down absolutely delicious. Now, these taste so good, you're going to have to hide them from your children. But if gummies aren't the thing for you, we've got the amazing pure powder. It's all available again right now at thealexshowstore.com for up to 40% off. Again, this is creatine monohydrate. Look it up. It's the gold standard. And it is so good for your body. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, InfoWarriors. Wow, it's 40% off store-wide for the holidays. Just look at these shirts. They would make a great gift for family and friends. You elves are doing a great job. These look wonderful.
Thank you, Santa.
Rudolph, with such great prices, what do you want me to get for you?
I love the Sea Moss gummies.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Somebody did something. I guess that's kind of her view on this. She won't decry this. You know that she hasn't so far. Somebody did something today in Sydney, Australia. Or we got Congressman Benny Thompson's way of saying it. I guess Australia today was 16 dead, dozens of others seriously wounded. I guess that's an unfortunate accident. Like he told the head of DHS earlier this week. Here's the footage.
What you did. Madam Secretary, you and the gentleman from NCTC referenced the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrible attack.
Wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can
respond. He shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Mr. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question? It was an unfortunate situation.
It's the same all over the Western world, but they arrest you again in Europe if you say Muslims killed us with trucks because they can't get guns. They just caught more of them trying to do it in Bavaria. today. And there's countless footage of them going in the churches and screaming at people and going up and knocking down Christmas trees and burning them down and cutting the baby Jesus' head off at the manger and saying, you are infidel. You do not do this in Quran. We are Sharia. We are not here as guests. We are here to conquer you. You pigs. Bow to me in my nightgown. Pay me my welfare. You scum. And it's just a bunch of inbred crazy loons. Whew, man, I tell you, you just saw a bunch of them. So, that is my coverage tonight on that issue. I'm sure Royce White will have something to say when he comes up from Minnesota. But now let's talk about this. Okay, so they've had the yen carry trade for, 30-plus years. It's been the number one way that Japan's allowed to do this trade. Any other trader in the world can do the trade. They buy U.S. treasuries, and they basically get it at 0% or due. And I'm oversimplifying it, but if you get rid of that, and it'll essentially do that, doesn't essentially, it does it, if Japan raises its interest rates. And Japan is completely stagnant because of that, and they've had so much quantitative easing, it dwarfs even what we or the Chinese have done. Well, the Chinese are pretty much in first place now. But this is global inflationary pressures. And that is going to put massive pressure, and not most, all analysts have said, if they do get rid of the trade by raising interest rates to the level they're talking about, it's going to cause a big hiccup in the stock market. Japan set to hike rates to 30-year high, posing another threat to BTC. Bank of Japan set to hike rates to 30-year high. According to the Nikkei, the Bank of Japan is set to increase rates to 75 basis points, the highest level in 30 years. Rising Japanese funding costs alongside failing U.S. rates could force leveraged funds to reduce carry trade exposure, increasing downside risk for Bitcoin. Everybody's making it about Bitcoin. I think it's going to be everything except commodities. They're going to go up, obviously. Gold and silver. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that's even a question. The Bank of Japan, BOJ, is expected to raise interest rates for the first time since January, increasing the policy rate by 25 basis points to 0.75 from 0.50, according to the Nikkei Industrial Average. The decision, which is expected on December 19th, that's Friday, would take Japanese interest rates to the highest level in 30 years. The broader impact on global markets remains uncertain, however. Developments in Japan have historically been bearish for Bitcoin. This is a Bitcoin write-up. Yeah, it's forget about Bitcoin. I think over time it'll go down some, but always go back up. It's baked in now. No, it's going to hit. It's going to hit the U.S. bond markets and the rest of it, because that signals, according to economists, I talked to them, no expert, but the experts agreed that if they start selling those, that's going to cause all sorts of issues. How Japan's $1.1 trillion in U.S. treasuries became a strategic lever in the new tariff war. So the diplomat, the country's large holding of U.S. debt has long been framed as a win-win. It now has the potential to serve as a diplomatic trump card. And so we'll see how this shakes out. Now, here's what I know. Since Trump won the election a year ago plus, hard to believe it's over a year ago now, a year and a month, the last number I saw was $4.5 trillion has been shipped out by BlackRock and other globalist groups into the EU stock market. They're not doing it in the Chinese stock market, but they're betting on that as a place to kind of prop up so they can then have a major correction here, blame it on Trump, say he's Herbert Hoover, you know, they crashed the stock market on him in 29 and then blamed it on his tariffs. Had nothing to do with it. It was all later declassified and came out. It was all staged to crash the markets massively, have the globalists come in, the proto-globalists, and buy everything under control. We had a 10-year depression. It was even bigger in Europe and other areas and gave rise to Hitler. But that just always shows you the political climate of what these crashing long-term markets do, why we want to avoid them for so many reasons. Corrections are great, so we can, you know, get buy-ins, that housing prices go down. That's starting to happen, but we don't want a real sustained crash. And you'll also have inflation systems still there with depressionary headwinds, and that's stagflation. And with how much debt people are in and how unself-sufficient people are now, this Great Depression will look like a dystopic hellscape, which it will be, compared to the Great Depression being a picnic at the park. And again, there's a lot of complexity goes into this, but what I look at and what I am an expert on, and it isn't hard to be, just pay attention, massive demonization of Trump, massive we're going to have a crash, massive his economic deals and tax cuts and no tax on tips, and all of this is going to crash everything, and it's his fault, and it's imminent, and it's just caught up to a cacophony now. This week, going into this week with them saying we're all doomed and Trump's doomed and the economy's doomed. So if they do get rid of the carry trade, which they'll essentially do, and that sends the ripples through all the markets, then they can blame the crash on Trump. It's real simple, and they've already pre-done it. So I see this buildup, and I see this big move that ever since I've been on air, experts have said, boy, if they ever get rid of that, look out. And now we're here. So serious pucker factor on that. And to show you how astute the crew is, I was in there getting ready today, focusing on other stuff, and the crew's like, hey, we've been talking forever about the carry trade, and you've had your economist on about it. Remember, that's Friday. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's really important. Thank you. Because they're trying to take that problem that Trump's got so much, you call it irrational exuberance, but it's not, going that he's already beaten their plans to kill the recovery and kill the market. He said he could get it fixed overnight, which was really a political promise, but in general, the moves he's made have already cut energy prices. You see that at the pump, almost half, all the rest of it. Things are turning around. Massive investment, 18, 19 trillion pledged, over 8, 9 trillion already in. Huge factories being built everywhere for everything, microchips, data centers, manufacturing. I mean, it's boom town. But it takes time to get that done. And most experts I talked to said, you know, Dowd and Elliott, people have really good track records. They said, we don't think Trump can stop a correction. And that might even be good. But, you know, he politically wants us to fix it because he wants to give us instant gratification. But the big problem is they're going to try to completely crash it. And that's exactly what they're doing. And now we're here. So if they are able to do this, just remember, they did it. They want the Great Reset. They want planned austerity. They want you poor. They want you dumbed down. They want you totally controlled. That's what feudalism is. Look at Venezuela, richest country per capita in this hemisphere until the 80s and 90s, whenever they've been like that forever, until they put communism in. Same thing in Argentina. And suddenly people are poor and starving to death. The communists do that on purpose to control you. It's not that communism is a failed ideology. It's an ideology of slavery. The people running it do it on purpose. They admit that. So this is all-out economic warfare on you and your family. This is Cloward and Piven. If you don't know what that is, look it up. It's the official Democrat Party strategy since the 70s. Cooked up with two commie professors, husband and wife. And it's just a reiteration of things totalitarians and feudal lords and modern communists have done. That's all communism is a new form of feudalism branded as liberating the people. Oh, you'll no longer be sharecroppers or indentured servants on the as Russian serfs or German serfs or Polish serfs. No. No, no, no. By the 1870s, that was all getting abolished. It wasn't just black slavery here getting abolished before that. Places like Prussia, they were actually were slaves. They're like, oh, we have this new thing where you all collectively still live in the farm. Maybe we ship you to a factory and you share in everything. And it's fair, but was it? No. Oh, you're in a slave gulag. You thought you were going to join the revolution and be a colonel or something or a captain or a... No, 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 no. And all these farmers and people that greeted Lenin and them as saviors living on tiny little pieces of property because the, for the exact amount with the Russian serfs, the Ukrainian serfs, it varied. But they were collectivized by the czars, but they would still, the farmers, the number was, from my memory, I think most of the Russians got 4 acres for yourself. So you'd have the piece of land you had in your little shack, and you'd have 4 acres that was yours. Try living on that. It was similar in China. And then you go work on the collective under the czars. That's feudalism. You know, you give 80, 90%. A lot of feudal systems were 70% in most of France and England's time. Those are fat slaves. Well, with the Russians, others didn't know you get 4 acres. Well, guess what the commies did? They took away their 4 acres. And then if your wife was hot, they drug her off and raped her to death. Because what type of people do you think that V.I. Lenin was sending out of the countryside? And his commissars would come back and say, no one's resisting, everything's great. And he'd go, nope, kill 10% of the town. And then come back later and say, okay, we did it. He said, yeah, kill another 20. Well, why? What the? He goes, I want blood, I want terror, I want fear. Kill, kill, kill. And then he had a little ranch farm he liked to stay at. This is in their own writings. And he'd row a rowboat over to this little island in the middle of this lake that he had stocked with white rabbits. And then he would just grab them and bite them and stab them and just kill hundreds of rabbits for hours, flopping around, demon-possessed, murdering rabbits. And they actually, I later looked this up, they put that in a movie. Clint Eastwood movie with Jeff Bridges. Well, it's a great movie. And they pull over this crazy guy, and he opens the back of this car and throws all these white rabbits out on the ground and starts shooting them with a shotgun. That's based off the writer of that script I later read, reading about that. I learned about this all from Tex Mars. He has these incredible files and all this. But just these are the type of people you're dealing with, okay? Now, you don't want to go to a little island and murder hundreds of rabbits and just spend, you know, 10 hours murdering rabbits and tearing their guts out and flopping around. But, I mean, you're not possessed by a demon. So you need to understand all of this, that's the type of people you're dealing with, okay? And it all comes out of the Jacobins and the French Revolution, and the communists will tell you this. You're going to have freedom. You're all going to be rich. And then they start killing all the elites and then their minions and then the poor people and just for fun. And we're going to have 9-day work weeks and no time off. And we're going to teach the underclass not to be able to talk. And we worship Satan. So you need to understand, for them, the journey is the destination. They want to turn off the food and the water. They want to lock you in your house. They want to train you to be isolated so they can do whatever the hell they want. And they just organize all these vicious, sick, murdering killers, and they just turn them loose on you. And they just run around raping and murdering and killing. Then they, once they've broken everybody, they put you into huge industrial slave systems to build tanks and airplanes and weapons to invade the next country. But the communist Chinese, under the CIA direction, they spent 20-plus years murdering and killing before they even started expanding out and projecting into Vietnam and other places, Chinese communist power. And they didn't finish with all that to the mid-80s, killed about 86 million people, is their estimate. They admit it. 86 million of their own people. And they would come to, like, a 15-year-old boy and say, like, Xi Jinping, we're going to beat your dad for about a week in the town. We're going to put him in stocks, you know, where your arms are bound. Everyone's going to bash him in the head and call him scum. And then if we can't break his will and he doesn't admit he's a criminal and bad, we're going to kill him. And Xi Jinping's sister, a couple days into this, couldn't handle it and went and tried to defend her father. He sat there and watched it, and they beat her to death. And when Xi Jinping sat there and saw his sister murdered and torn into pieces, they said, you are going into the top ranks, my friend. And he just... Because the demons, the satanicness, it was like, yes. And so the father broke and, you know, everything, and they threw him into a pit. But the point is that it was like, ooh, your sister fought back. But not the current dictator of China. He sat there and disgraced his father and watched his sister murdered. He's the kind of guy they want. Now you know what you're up against with evil folks. And you're not like that, so it doesn't even sound real, does it? Doesn't sound real. Life in prison if a school teacher uses the wrong pronouns in Ireland. That doesn't even sound real, does it? It is. Imams running for parliament saying, once we're in control, we will kill all the Christians and Jews. He'll probably get elected. And they just take our weakness, our paralytic stance as weakness. But the bullying, the brainwashing of the globalists is coming to an end, and people are breaking through it. And that's why they're trying to crash the economy. So you're so busy trying to get food and there's so many riots going on, the left's all prepared, with the coalition of the Muslims, the communists, the Antifa, all of them, that they win. But here's the thing. So many people know about your plan now that you're in trouble. It's not just me, but I've got all these foreign governments listening. I've got all these leaders listening. I've had all these foreign leaders invite me to stuff. I'm just so pinned down here. I can't. It's too precious time here. I got the White House listening, and I went to the Christmas market today down the Hillcutter Galleria because it's got barriers around it. Low chance the Muslims are going to attack yet here, but still, they got it protected. It's really nice. Little farmer's market, ice candy, stuff like that. And I got mobbed the entire time. I mean, I don't want to go down there with a webcam. I mean, you see me do it public. But I'm with the left. You want? Maybe I should go down there. But if I do a live stream, I need to have security because the bad guys will see it and could come. And they were asking, you don't have any security? I'm like, well, I'm, you know, under the radar. Got my hat on, my jacket and stuff. Wasn't talking. Just watching her ice skate. And I just, everywhere I went, every little shop, every place, I'd say... I saw a clothing shop, and I was only wearing a T-shirt and a medium jacket, and it was colder than I thought. So I just ducked in to this little clothing shop. I saw a cool green shirt. In fact, it's over there on the table, guys. Go grab it for me. A cool cowboy shirt. So I said, oh, that'll be good. That'll match my green jacket. I have my camo jacket. So I go in, and it's a father, mother, son-owned really cool business. And they're all listeners, and then there's four groups of people in that little store, and they're all listeners, and I stop and take photos with them. Everyone. And then I went in Panera Bread. Almost everyone came over and talked to me. Again, globalist. Do you have any idea how much trouble you're in as much as you tried to demonize me? And I'm a symbol of evil you tried to push, and it's the opposite? Black people, white people, Asians, Hispanics. I'd say 70% of the people that I walked by were listeners today while I got a cap on and sunglasses and a jacket. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You guys are screwed. If that's a litmus test of what's going on, and it's all over the country, it's all over the world. You got caught with your pants down. You're never going to win. It's all going to backfire on you from here on out. They could kill me tomorrow. Too late. So So I want to thank the listeners for keeping us on air to be able to do all this. Now, before we go any further, and the great guest we have coming on, Royce White, comes on with all his news from Minnesota and more, I'm going to say it again. I can't do this without you. I'm not backed by the Russians or the Democrats or the Republicans or the Qataris or the Keebler Elves. I'm backed by you at theolivestonestore.com. And there's been a bunch of turnabout of events with them trying to shut us down that I've been asked not to tell anybody. It's just, this is like sudden death overtime that never ends. But thanks for praying for us. And I'll be able to give you updates soon. But just know, I don't own theolivestonestore.com. That's Bigley, our sponsor, that owns the Olive Stones Network backup. So it keeps InfoWars on the air while we fight, and it keeps that network on the air. It is beyond critical that you do your Christmas shopping at theolivestonestore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. What an adventure to wear it out in public. You want to get an idea of how many people are awake? Wear this stuff out in public. Now, you might get a bottle smashed over your head if you're in Portland or something, but mainly nothing pure love. And 40% off of the apparel is a big deal because on average, it's got about a 60% markup. So that's like 20% we're making on that. But we want you to get the stuff, widest selection. It's amazing. There's all these genres, classic 1776 and Trump gear and InfoWars gear and a lot of comedy stuff and just a lot of classic cool stuff, a lot of limited edition Christian stuff, Christmas stuff, Christian stuff, so much more. Just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of designs. Some are great, some are the very best, some are okay. But it is the widest selection. It's insane. Whatever you want, it's there. TheAlexShowStore.com, and all the supplements are 40% off. The Ultra Methylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit. These things don't have sexy names, but they have sexy action. I heard a caller call into Brianna Morello the other day. He goes, I didn't get what Alex was saying when he said Methylene Blue, it's like coffee or a stimulant, but with no jitters and no letdown. What does that mean? And he goes, oh, my God, I'm in my 40s. I feel like I'm in my 30s. He goes, this is totally insane. And I even, because it is. And for 99% of people, you feel it within 30 minutes. Okay? But it's the long-term effects of all that. I talk to your physician because it can interact with different drugs and things. This is not a game. And ours is the strongest. Give yourself the gift of health. Get it as a gift. And give yourself the gift of fighting the globals by fighting this operation. TheAlexShowStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us tonight. It's the last night to get 40% off. Take action now. All right, huge news straight ahead, Sunday night live. You do not want to miss this transmission with our special guest host straight ahead. Now share the live feeds right now from Real Alex Jones on X.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, InfoWarriors. Wow, it's 40% off store-wide for the holidays. Just look at these shirts. They would make a great gift for family and friends. You elves are doing a great job. These look wonderful.
Thank you, Santa.
Rudolph, with such great prices, what do you want me to get for you?
I love the Sea Moss gummies.
Christmas with Alex and crew. A cocoa and a coffee brew. All the presents under the tree. Everyone happy and full of glee. Frosty, Santa, Rudolph, and more. Give a gift from the Alex Jones Store.
Make a friend happy, smiles ear to ear. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
In the heart of Texas, where the wild coyotes roam, stood the Alex Jones Store, his merry home. The shelves were stacked high with Shilajit, turmeric, bovine colostrum, too. And he was always stocked high with the Prussian, Methylene Blue. But up on Mount Microchest lived the Grinchiest Grinch that ever was cast. And he stuffed all the supplements in his bag with glee. He took Methylene Blue, Red, Ultimate Life Force, and the Shilajit. In the morning, Alex appeared with a shout. The Globalist Grinch just robbed my Christmas shop. To be continued.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.